Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is April the 8th, and my name is Hunter, and we're reading through the Bible. This podcast takes kids from all around the world through the Bible in a year, from Genesis all the way to the end of the book in Revelation. Today's reading comes from the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 13, verse 23 through 38. You know, when I was a kid, I used to live in a place in Southern California where we had forest fires all the time. Seemed like every summer there would be fires in the mountains around where we lived. And all of those fires started with a tiny spark. It was something little that caused such great damage. From a little spark came a great fire. You know, anger's like that. A little anger can grow out of control and cause all kinds of destruction. Today's story is kind of like that. It's a story of two brothers, Absalom and Amnon. And there was some anger there, and that anger got out of control, and there was great damage. Let's see what happens here in 2 Samuel 13. 2 years later, when Absalom's sheep were being sheared at Baal Hazor, near Ephraim, Absalom invited all the king's sons to come to a feast. He went to the king and said, "My sheep shears are now at work. Would the king and his servants please come to celebrate the occasion with me?" The king replied, "No, my son, if we all came, we would be too much of a burden on you." Absalom pressed him, but the king would not come, though he gave Absalom his blessing. "Well then," Absalom said, "if you can't come, how about sending my brother Amnon?" "Why, Amnon," the king replied. But Absalom kept on pressing the king until he finally agreed to let all the sons attend, including Amnon. So Absalom prepared a feast fit for a king. Absalom told his men, "Wait until Amnon gets drunk. Then at my signal, kill him. Don't be afraid. I am the one who is giving the command. Take courage and do it." So at Absalom's signal, they murdered Amnon. Then the other sons of the king jumped on their mules and fled. As they were on their way back to Jerusalem, this report reached David. "Absalom has killed all the king's sons. No one is left alive." The king got up, tore his robe, threw himself on the ground. His advisors also tore their clothing in horror and sorrow. But just then, Jonadab, son of David's brother Shimea, arrived and said, "No, don't believe that all the king's sons have been killed. It was only Amnon. Absalom has been plotting this ever since Amnon raped his sister Tamar. No, my lord the king, your sons aren't all dead. It was only Amnon." Meanwhile, Absalom escaped. Then the watchman on Jerusalem's wall saw a great cloud coming toward the city from the west. He ran to tell the king, "I see a crowd of people coming from the Horonium road along the side of the hill. Look," Jonadab told the king, "there they are now. The king's sons are coming, just as I said." They soon arrived, weeping and sobbing, and the king and all his servants wept bitterly with them. And David mourned many days for his son Amnon. Absalom fled to his grandfather, Talmiah, son of Ammihud, the king of Geshur. He stayed there in Geshur for 3 years. What a sad story. Absalom was so angry with his brother that he decided to murder him. Hating someone's a terrible thing. But within a family, hatred's even worse because the entire family's affected. A family should be a safe place where all family members are loved and accepted. God wants us to do all we can to live in peace and love with our families. How can you encourage peace in your family today? This is what Psalm 133, verse 1 says, "How wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony." Well, friends, we've done it again. We've gone through another day in the Bible. Isn't that great? Isn't it good to spend time in God's Word each day? Isn't it good to be reminded that God loves us every day? One last thing before I let you go, I want to send a shout out to Ella from Salmon Arm, British Columbia. Now, how cool would it be to come from a place called Salmon Arm? I didn't even know salmon had arms. I don't think they do. Anyway, Ella, thanks for being a part of the Daily Radio Bible for Kids family. Let's keep at it. Let's keep coming back to the Word each day. And let's keep reminded that God actually loves us. How about that? Well, I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. And until that time, you remember that God does love you. All right, I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.